Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. Death? Man, we're off to a great start. We're off to a fucking great start. Yep. You know what happened? This is what happened. I went to do the show. Then I was possessed by a demon. Why, you ask? Because it's Spookfest. And the demon, I know the demon's name. It is Caligula. Is the demon Caligula. Who is Caligula in real life? Wasn't he like a bad person?
He was a Roman emperor, right?
I believe he was a Roman emperor who's famous for throwing wild parties, sex parties.
Let's get this demon in my ass. Am I right? So I wasn't here last week for the first episode of Spookfest. I'm very sorry. Life would not let me. I'll say 70% of it was my fault, of bad scheduling. The other 30% was just the chaos of having children. We were going to record, and just, you know what? Someday, if anyone has like children or whatever, some days you'll notice like tells throughout the day of what things will ramp up to eventually. And like those started happening, I was like, oh, come on, not today. I got something to do. I just need everyone to cooperate. They did not. Birdie had a very rashy diaper bum. So Birdie will not poop for a day and a half, 2 days. And then she will just fucking crank them out every like 3 or 4 times a day of size. But what happens is when a baby poops so much like that, they get a rash on their bum. And she had a really bad rash on her bum. And she was very clingy to me. And she didn't want me to put her down. And it was just, it was super tough. So I couldn't. And then Wednesday was upset. Wednesday was, she needed me to wrap her up like a taco from her shower. And I was busy with the baby. So she was upset that I couldn't wrap her up like a taco. Every day at my house is like that.
The tale as old as time.
So I ended up not being able to record. Will and Charles recorded. Thank you very much, Will and Charles, for kicking off Spookfest. We definitely didn't want to miss the episode. But I'm here now. I'm possessed by the demon Caligula, who throws wild sex parties. And we have a video component now. So maybe my balls fall out. I don't know. And by fallout, I mean I do a very close-up zoom of what someone will think are balls. Like, is that just someone's like elbow skin when like they were really fat and they lost a lot of weight and it's just like all crumpled up? I'm like, yeah. Sam's face. Sam's here. Sam, what's new?
Oh, what an extremely particular analogy. What's new? What state am I in today? I'm
the state
unsure.
Of readiness.
Hang on. All right, I'm in readiness. Alabama. I'm in Alabama.
You're
today.
In Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah. Sick. Just because we're. We're in the middle of traveling, basically, from Colorado to Florida. It is long. Last week, I was also supposed to be here, but our travels got rearranged a little bit because of the hurricane. So
hurricanes? Were you affected by both or just the one?
Just the one, because we were supposed to arrive in Florida literally the day that the hurricane struck.
And you so and we're like the same schedule.
Yeah, we were like, you know what, that's probably not a great idea. Let's hold up where we are. So we were in Arkansas, hanging out with a good friend of ours who's also our project manager for The Greatest Adventure. Her name is Christy.
Oh, cool.
And we were hanging out at her house, and she was like, just stay until you know what the heck's happening. So,
shout out to Christy.
Yeah. So we were there for a couple of days. We did some cool Arkansas stuff. We were in the town of Bentonville, which is where Walmart is located. Because her husband
Walmart's
is like,
everywhere, so it's not like impressive. I don't know what you're bragging about here.
So her husband is in charge of like bringing like all the new foods into Walmart's. So like,
oh really? You have a direct line to Walmart foods?
So yeah, he'll bring home like 20 different types of olives, and he's like, we need to onboard a new olive, you know, so let's taste test olives today.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Shut up, Charles. It's a pretty cool job. I'm sorry the olives aren't made out of pure protein powder.
I know. I mean, listen, I hate olives, but
oh, that's right.
You're the only one who likes olives.
No, I thought Will did.
He's not here to defend himself. It's just you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys aren't cultures. Cultures?
Absolute monster.
That demon, the demon struck again. Caligula, get out of my ass.
But yeah, we are still headed to Florida. We'll actually be there tonight. And we're heading to the Villages.
Someone's getting fucked. Yeah. Speaking of Caligula.
Oh, yeah. Cause speaking, yes, right age and everything. But yeah, we'll be storing the RVs down there because we've basically wrapped up the first leg of this tour. We were supposed to head down to Miami to go to Adobe Max. Mm-hmm. But the people that were supposed to organize our appearance just like didn't. So like,
what?
I was like, hey, I need the details for like our appearance. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh my God. Because guess what? We've already gotten paid for it. So
fuck them.
So we're not doing that, which is
awesome.
One, fine, because I don't have to go to Miami. Two, like kind of a bummer because there are a lot of like good friends that we have that would be at this conference. But at the same time, like we've been traveling for a while and we could use a little break. The other thing is I did get to see Charles's rough cut of our second episode, which is fucking dope. This guy's crushing it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know
so,
it.
So yes, there was actually one moment in the rough cut that will remain in the final one, which actually had me cry laughing, because it's nothing that like anyone necessarily says. It's actually the editing that that makes it funny, which is brilliant. Basically, I think Kaylee says like, you know, when does a stump become a tree?
Does a log become a tree, and when does a tree become a log?
Yes, but then Charles just makes this hard cut to her making the weirdest smile I've ever seen, and I fucking lost it. So I'm looking forward to everyone checking out that second episode of The Greatest Adventure, and thanks for everyone that checked out the first one. And there's my obligatory plug.
I haven't had access to you since the episode dropped.
Oh, that's right.
It was very good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So what episode do I make my stinger appearance in?
I think it's going to be the last one of the season.
Oh, I can't wait to get that in there.
Because that's what Caligula said.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be at the end so that, you know, people really are hankering for a second season and then we can raise that funding, baby.
That's right. The introduction. Well, you need to defeat me. And I want my villain name to be my real name. So when they Google it, they find that cop pedophile.
Yep.
Go, what the fuck is this show? Is this real? It'll have like the Blair Witch like marketing thing of like, is this guy like a dog napper or like a cop pedophile? Because we have the same name. They'd be like, no. So that, know what I want for the history books? I want the history books to be like, oh, Matt Bissany, and then go, which one? The cop pedophile or the dog? Actually, the dog Robin Hood, I would say. I'm freeing the dog. That's what it is. That's my angle. My angle is that I'm an extreme animal rights activist. I don't think any dogs should be held captive anywhere. And like, so that's how like I Thanos justify my reasoning. And then some people go, he might be right. He could be right. You know, it's good TV. I want my costume to be very elaborate. Oh, you know what? You ever see? I want like to be like an old Ric Flair Macho Man coat.
Yep.
Just a coat though, and then just like like a t-shirt and jeans.
We can see you coming at night from a mile away.
That's right. And then to like blend in with the crowd, I just drop my robe. He's missing. He's gone.
Disappears into the masses. No, I did run into a similar character on our travels. We were at a truck stop and I was walking the dogs, and this guy like called me over, and he was a trucker. He was in his cab, and he called me over, and he was definitely like maybe Haitian or something like that. From,
oh, where'd he come from, huh? Wait, how'd he get in here, huh?
That was my first question. I said, how are you here? Let me see your papers. But he said,
did he take a bite out of your dog? is this the end of the story? Did I ruin it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil it. He took a bite out of Sam's dog and Trump goes, that's it. I'm voting for him. He's right.
Damn sandwich took a bite out of me. no, he said, listen, young man, like I just want to tell you, like, listen, you're young. I'm like, okay. Like, first of all, thanks. I'm pushing 40. But he's like, listen, you can't keep that animal on a string. Like, if you keep him on a string, you're going to wind up on a string in the afterlife. And I was like, okay, I'm glad that you're driving a 40-ton vehicle down the road at any time.
Did you go, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
he was looking out for me in the afterlife. And I told him, I was like, listen, I'll meditate on it. And then I left.
Did you go, you see that big Winnebago with all the dogs cascaded all over it? This is all I do, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't having it. He thought that I should let my dog free, which was funny because I was walking Junie, who is incapable. She is incapable of survival on her own. If I set her free in the parking lot, she would just roll into traffic.
Very slowly, just her three legs just keep rolling over.
Yes.
Truck stops are fucking wild. I think I've told this story before. The only, and you being in Alabama, this made me think of it. And then when you said truck stop, I thought of it even more. My only Alabama story of interest is when I was on tour, we were at a truck stop and just resting. And then we saw three dudes walk into the forest, two white guys and a black guy. And then only the two white guys came out and left.
Oh my God.
And then I went, I think I'm the only one who noticed this. I was like, so I go, hey, hold on, everybody. I was like, this just happened. I was like, so what do we do? They're like, I don't know. Like, maybe there's like a campsite out there. I was like, sure. I guess anything's possible. But I don't know. It's like Alabama, I guess. Go, what's their football team? The Fish Eyes?
The Razorbacks?
The Red Tide?
The Red Tide?
Yeah. Crimson Tide?
Crimson Tide.
Crimson that's, Tide?
That's
yes.
Just.
Do I know sports or what?
You do. If it is. Also, that's like the period reference, right? Like a menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What an appropriate state for that.
I just, every time I hear that, like, go Tide, I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, if it's not a menstrual cycle reference, can someone explain to me where it comes from? I don't understand.
That's why their mascot is just one cranky woman. of no description whatsoever, just a regular woman, but she's mildly perturbed.
Oh, that's...
Did you find it, Charles?
Apparently. According to Google, I said, why is it called the Crimson Tide? The University of Alabama's football team is nicknamed the Crimson Tide because of a 1907 game against Auburn that was played in a sea of red mud.
Period mud?
Yes. that would make it a more interesting game.
I feel like in 1907, they probably just like, they had like a pit where all the women just tossed their menstrual products into.
And then on top of that, why is their mascot an elephant?
What? Listen, yeah. She's just a little bloated. Alabama's... You don't have to call her an elephant.
Hey, yeah, come on. Be a little sensitive, okay? We don't understand as men. Before I just get the show canceled, let's just move on from this topic.
Yeah. So to wrap it up, if we ever do a top five list of states I never want to live in, we're going Alabama, followed by Mississippi. Yep. Mississippi is number one. Good Lord.
I feel like those two states, like, I think if you're from there and you live there, I bet it's probably like awesome. Or like you just like that's the life you're used to. But you're from like any other area, you go there and you go, oh, what is this?
Yes. It also passed through Memphis, Tennessee, and I was like, holy shit, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, Memphis is not as nice as you would think.
No, it is fucking rough.
Yeah.
So
that was the place where I stumbled across the freaking Martin Luther King shooting.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's right. I walked around that place that night by myself because I thought it was a nice place. And then I was walking, I was like, maybe this wasn't a good idea. Luckily, I'm super tough. at 5'9" with shoulders that dislocate in the wind.
not to disparage our Southern listeners, but yeah, I'm about
get
to
get your shit together, you fucking hicks.
I'm about to wrap up a road trip from basically like New Hampshire to Oregon to Florida, and then, you know, we'll go back from Florida, and I've seen a lot more of the country than I've seen before, and this is the worst part.
Yeah, those places are definitely rough. I've driven through a lot of them on tour and stuff, but listen, you guys vote right, but man, I don't know what's going on other than that. You guys just fucking, I think you just like cast out, your politics or just happen to be aligned, but I don't think you know that. I think you just don't want to be gay, I think is like the thing, is like you just want to be gay, just vote, whatever. But I don't know. There's nice parts of those states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are.
One, I can't remember which one it was. I think it's like the Gulf Coast is basically really nice for both
of Alabama
states. Alabama and Mississippi. Like, you go down all the way to the bottom of the state.
Well, coastal part.
That place coastal is great. Elites. The rest is just woods and...
Yeah.
It's just what? Yeah. Woods and Klan rallies? I don't know.
Woods and towns of 200.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're listening from there, I'm surprised you have the internet. I'm actually proud of you. Very proud of you. Get yourself out of there. Listen, there's a whole world out there, everybody. Yeah. Okay. What group can I alienate next? Charles, what do you got? Which group? Pick one. I'll just destroy them.
Italians.
God, stop making spaghetti. It's enough. Also, I don't care. Stop wearing sweatpants too. Put on jeans.
What?
I will not.
No. I haven't put on a pair of jeans in like 3 weeks.
Bunch of wop dagos. You ever see that on Celebrity Jeopardy? And Alex is like, enough with the racial. He's like, oh, you would say that with your dago mustache and your greasy hair.
Dago? I've never heard that one. I know WAP, but like.
Yeah, wet ass pussy.
Dago.
That's what I meant. It wasn't a racial slur.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I was throwing out the racial slur.
Italian women famously have wet ass pussies that are filled with spaghetti.
I hate this.
That's an AI monster we can easily create.
Someone draw that on a piece of paper and then send it to me. Sam, I can see Sam like actively thinking like this is a bad career move to be on the show right now. I can see he's like looking around. He's like, how do I get out? Maybe something happens and I can leave. Listen, it's Spookfest and I'm possessed by Caligula, so I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if my Starlink happens to free.
Oh, there he is. There he goes. Oh. Elon Musk pulled the plug. He said no more. I wish like a fly landed on Sam's face while he was trying to freeze the frame like Mike Pence. Oh, Charles, what's new with you? Wait, did we go? Charles, yeah. What's up with you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep up with like, it's fucking halfway through October. We're still trying to keep up with like doing Halloween spooky stuff. So we're like watching movies and TV shows when we can. That's about it, though. That and job searching. So
nice.
Unlike Sam, where he's making career moves based on this episode, I don't give a shit because I don't have a company to report to. So
right now, until they go, oh, let's consider hiring this man. Let's Google what he's a part. Oh, he does a podcast. What is it? Wop dago, wet ass pussy. Alabama sucks.
I am interviewing for a position this coming Friday, and yes, that would be one of those companies that would be like, no, let's not hire this person.
Link them to this episode.
I can straight up say I'm only taking this interview just to have an interview. Like, I'm not interested in really working for this company.
Is that true?
Yeah. unless they're gonna bring like back up the like dump truck full of money, it's not really happening. It's another corporate gig. I'm not doing corporate.
But that's where the money is.
I'm having... it's where the money is, but it is boring. It's why I've started getting gray hair in my beard. Because, you know, I'm so young and youthful. Stress, year of stress added so much gray hair. Look at it.
Oh, my heavens.
Look at it. It's all over the place. So, but yeah. Looking for work. Trying to stay busy, working on Sam's show. I'm ready to work on episode 3, to be honest. So
feed it to him.
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. And very cool. Keep an eye out for episode 2 because, I mean, I've cried every time I've worked on it. So,
pussy.
That's not a joke.
Pussy. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That was some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
but yeah, that's
out.
What I got going on.
Wait till you see me freeing those animals and see how happy they are because I'm right.
It's going to be in slow motion. Every single like leash clip comes off.
Yeah.
And then the one dog that just stands there and just stares at you like, what are you doing?
Run, doggy. It's time to be free.
Like, I want to live here.
No, you live in the world where you can eat the spaghetti with another bitch and then kiss her on the lips like a cartoon dog.
That voice, like, is an adaptation from the Rise from Your Grave.
Dragon Quest? I don't know.
No. Altered Dungeon Beast.
Altered Beast. Excuse me.
Out of anything anyone said on the show, that was the worst, Charles.
Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. Let's see. What am I up to? What's new with me? Started working on the Everett project yesterday. I did it all day.
And what got is that? Like,
it was supposed to be a haunted house.
Halloween thing.
Yeah, it was like a haunted house, and it became just like a photo op for children, which is like annoying. But I don't know. Whatever. They're paying us, so we're doing it. Yeah. So that's all I did. Kids are being kids. Yeah, I feel like there was something I wanted to bring up on the show, and I forgot what it was. I don't know. Again, not a whole heck of a lot. In my Super Bowl, Kamala Harris, other than the betting odds and everything are really swinging in Trump's favor, the more Kamala Harris talks. Oh, she got asked what she would like if what she would change about the Biden administration. She was like, nothing comes to mind. They're like, oh, so you think this is good? Okay, good job. And when she was asked, because she's like running as like the change candidate, and then like Colbert was like, how are you the change candidate? And her answer was, I'm not Trump or Biden. And it was like, you sure aren't. good answer, I guess.
Yeah.
But
Did you see, because we talked about this, she's doing a town hall.
Is she? I don't know. Oh, no, she did. And it accidentally got exposed that for someone who's supposed to be taking questions and answers, she has a teleprompter. Well, they did a wide angle shot and it showed the teleprompter giving her the answers.
She's doing agreed to a town hall. I don't know when that's happening, but for CNN, that is televised. But
yeah. Do you guys ever put on YouTube like just like a scene with some like ambient music, like a spooky Halloween scene or a fireplace or something?
Yeah.
So we had one on last night, and before there was an ad, and it was like a pro Kamala Harris ad, and it was like some blue collar worker like, Kamala Harris works for me, and I'm like, okay, blah 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 blah, and skip it, and then the thing went on, and then the next ad was like, Kamala Harris is a piece of shit, and so it was it was literally just like flip flopping between like different sides of the coin for her, which was confusing to say the least, when I just wanted to watch a pumpkin patch with some spooky music.
If you had like no idea what to do, they're like, oh, maybe we'll vote for her. And then, like you said, the next time I was like, don't do it. They're like, well, maybe I won't. Now I don't know what to, I guess I just won't vote at all. My favorite.
What's the third commercial say?
Yeah, give me the tie breaking commercial. And it's someone that's going, I don't give a shit. The government's fake. And I'm like, dude, nailed it.
This guy
gets it. My favorite have been the Trump ads that are just her saying things unedited and then just goes, this ad approved by Donald Trump. Because she says the worst things for someone who's running for an office. She's not very good, and it's not been great. But
listen, she's not the one spamming my phone with text messages every day. That's Trump.
Who is?
Oh my God.
Really?
He texts me directly.
Does he? He goes, Jazz. I love dogs. I don't want to see them eaten. This is turning into Bernie Sanders.
I've been getting... I got spammed with J.D. Vance ones for a while, like leading up to the VP debate. So I posted in the Discord.
What does he want from you, though?
They're just asking to donate because I'm registered Republican.
Oh, okay.
So I get like Republican ones all the time, but I just kept responding fuck you in all texts, and apparently that will unsubscribe you.
They go, yeah, fuck me, but listen, can you give me money? I don't even.
But I love that it's always like, ooh, hey, it's J.D. Vance here. Oh, this is J.D. Vance's number. Are you sure?
Oh,
can you just lift the veil and be like, hey, we're a conglomerate and we want the money.
The VP debate happened. That happened since then. Tim Walz is a maniac.
I think I didn't even watch it.
You should watch it. He's like a cartoon character. He looks like
wait for this
Quimby during the debates.
I'm with you, Charles.
Oh, this is
getting there.
I wish we could move it to just before. Like, can this season be all through September and then we vote in October? Then we can enjoy October.
Well, up until last election, you only had like one voting day. And now it lasts a whole 3 weeks while they fuck around with shit. Like, yeah. Oh, the pipe broke. We had to stop counting. Oh, did it.
Early voting. I will say the one thing that I think is ridiculous, because my friends have all early voted. They're like, are you early voting? I'm like, no, I like to vote on the day as is tradition. But
not even as tradition. It's as it's outlined in the fucking Constitution. This early voting shit, everything is fucked up. It needs to go back to the way it was.
We held an election during the Civil War. I think we can figure it out now.
And up until whatever, we got the results the same day. Now they're like, oh, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, no. You're fucking with shit. You are fucking with shit. And also, the Biden DOJ is suing, what state is it? They're actively suing some state because they removed ineligible voters from the voter rolls. They're suing them because of that.
That's happening everywhere. It happened in Virginia, too.
Maybe it was Virginia, but
it's happening in a lot of states right now. It's because they're just outright, they're purging inactive voters, but it's because people who haven't like gone and voted. So really all it is doing, it's going to stimulate a base of people who are like, am I registered to vote? And then you just go and check, because it's not hard to get re-registered to vote. But yeah, Virginia purged a chunk of like voters, apparently.
Yeah, mostly dead people and people that no longer live in the state.
Oh, there have been people who do live in the state. But yeah, there's like people, there's active military who got purged, apparently, but it's because they are from here, but they're currently like stationed in Europe. So it's a whole thing. My state's fucking up.
Yeah. Well, voting thing is not difficult to like control. But anytime someone votes to make sure that it's messy or sues to make sure that it's messy, I don't trust it at all. It screams, I want to cheat, or I need this to be messy for a reason. And it's like, oh, well, can we just have like a single day voting, make it a holiday so everyone can do it and make sure that you provide an ID to prove that you're registered, that you're allowed to vote in this election? Mm-hmm. And people go, no, what do you mean prove? but people, black people can't get IDs. And you go, why? Why can't they get IDs? And then they go, because I don't know. Because I think that they're less of a human being than I am, and I don't think they're capable of being a functioning adult. And it's like, well, that's the soft bigotry of low expectations, my friend. No, it's awful. That last election is fucking wrought with fucking a lot of questions. And then people go, you can't ask that question. What are you talking about? It's like, come on. Come on. If I was playing Monopoly and something like that happened, I go, whoa. This doesn't make any sense according to the rules outlined. And you go, yeah, I guess you're right. It's like, okay, well, what the fuck's going on?
It's pretty clear that everything needs a page one rewrite.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Even before elections were like so hotly contested, I still remember like walking into like a fire station and seeing like Edna from down the street. And she's like, here's your paper. And I'm like, okay. And then I just hand it to like Becky at the end of the table. And it was just like, good job. And it's like, that's how I vote.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Can we have a little bit more like, a little bit of more scrutiny over this.
Like, what did the Simpsons raise us to believe you like pulled a lever?
Well, it's what it used to pull a lever. Yeah. It used to be paper ballots and they'd be counted by hand. And also, like, there's a lot of after the fact stuff that's being found out about votes that shouldn't have been counted in a bunch of elections with like these long audits that are, but it's like, it's so far after the fact that A, they don't matter and people don't cover it. But these are like actual court case things. That are like, yeah, these 10,000 things should not have been counted. It's like, all right, well, what do we do now? And the answer is nothing. They go, okay, so just every, this is hundreds of thousands of ballots that are ineligible that we just count. And then it's just like, when we eventually find out, you just go, eh, all right. I don't know, it's bad, but I agree. Let's take everything back, bring it all back. But again, anyone who like screams against that, I go, you're up to something. There's no reason why that's not, should not be an agreed upon thing where everyone should be like, listen, everyone wants a free and fair election, and anything to hinder that is suspect from anyone for any reason. But I don't know. That's what it is. You can't look at that friggin' that fucking voting graph that goes doo 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 whoop woo and go, what's this historical anomaly? That doesn't make any sense. And then that guy, one of the most unpopular presidents of all time, doesn't even finish his term, can't fill a fucking gymnasium with any supporters, and he somehow had the fucking whoop. I go, huh. Something doesn't add up here. Anyway, I love how every week I'm like, oh, nothing happened. And then I somehow talk for fucking 20 minutes.
I'm sitting here. When you said, because I know who you're talking about, when you said, like, didn't even fill his term, I was like, shit, which president didn't make it all 4 years? Hold on.
Yeah, William Henry Harrison, you piece of shit.
Yeah. I can't believe you're trashing on Harrison like this. Listen, Taft got stuck in that bathtub, but he finished those 4 years.
Quick, someone get me my gavel. Tub. Nothing happened, but it's crazy. It Hey, you know what? Actually, you know what? At the ending of when Spookfest is over, this whole thing will pretty much be over. Or that'll be the end of the show because Civil War will break out and everything will be a mess.
I mean,
we'll all get flumped.
Oh, we're going to get so fucking flumped.
What is it? Didn't we say like election night? We're doing government gripes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. I'll sit on here and just watch the election, like polls roll in if I want. It's like, man, this looks ridiculous.
But I go, Well, anyway, yeah. So the betting, basically, to sum it up, the betting odds have swung in the aggregate to like 6.6, almost 7 points in favor of Trump.
Bet on anything.
Those are the most accurate ones. Mm-hmm. Those are the people actually putting stuff behind their predictions. Every other polls are. Fucking go, you want to talk about going back to page one? Polling is no polls make any sense. They can't be trusted. They've been wrong almost every time the past, like, I mean, what, Hillary Clinton was like a 97% chance the thing, and she fucking lost.
I can straight up tell you, don't believe polls, because friend of a friend works for one of the polling companies in Virginia, and she's even said, like, no, we poll people to try and get the results that they've asked us for.
Mm-hmm. Everyone
polls
does
don't
it.
Mean anything.
They all do it. They're all serving a map. Everything is like, mm-hmm. Oh man, this country had such a good idea and we ruined it. But whatever, Sam will save it.
I'm working on it. Sam, I'm cooking something up.
Sam and his running mate, the Haitian trucker.
Listen, we don't agree on everything, but that's what makes the world go round.
Yep, there you go. Sam likes to help dogs. Nation likes to... Actually, you know what? I think I would vote for him because, you know what? I'm not with Sam on everything, but I agree. Freeing the dog is a position that I will take. And that's what that guy did. So me and him are aligned on that. You know what?
There you go.
I'm in.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Love it.
Okay, so this week... What is it? Oh, 33 minutes. For all the banter we do keep it at about 30 minutes of banter before we get in the show, which I think is pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's almost like doing two shows. This week, in the celebration of Spookfest, I legitimately am a fan of Scooby-Doo. Anyone else legitimate fans of Scooby-Doo? Sam, do you know? I mean, it has a dog on the show.
Mm-hmm, huh? Mm-hmm. I was a big, big Scooby-Doo fan when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys did this thing where when you would go to Blockbuster, you would rent the same fucking movie like every week and drive your parents insane.
Sometimes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Mine was Scooby-Doo Meets the Boo Brothers.
Oh.
The 1987 classic.
They were ghosts, right?
There were three ghosts.
So cute.
For whatever reason, I didn't own this movie, but I would rent it every fucking week.
Mommy, can I rent the Boo movie?
Mommy, this is Sam. You've seen as a child.
Someone's seen my home childhood videos.
Oh, Mommy, can I have a lolly? I made a boom boom in my pants, Mommy.
I want to watch the boo boo while I make the boom boom.
Oh, can you wipe me bum bum?
And then Sam's dad comes and goes, "Oi! Get that boy some britches."
Which is weird because he's from Quincy, Massachusetts.
That's how they talk in Quincy. You ever been there?
Like, oh, get me a Mary Lou's coffee. The best coffee in town. Yeah, I'm going to go hit a couple of balls over at the fucking golf course on the cliff. Oi!
Very nice.
Scooby-Doo,
yeah. Yes. Y'all big Scooby-Doo fans as kids?
Yeah, who isn't? So, Scooby-Doo doesn't get enough love in the show, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a lot of episodes of Scooby-Doo. So we're going to be talking about some that you might have either missed or you just forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to go first?
Matt, this is your topic. I think you should go first.
Great.
Yeah, I will go first. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like me to go first, Matt?
No. I'll go. Listen, I'm not afraid of anything. I know this was my idea, and I did want to make a list. But as I've mentioned before, my house is
chaos.
You
totally did. No, what are you talking about?
I made one.
Yeah.
Here's the number 5 right now. As we go on. Do you remember that episode when they went to the abandoned amusement park? I mean, I think they've gone to like a lot of abandoned amusement parks, but this one, it was like only abandoned. Like it was recently abandoned. Like it just shut down the day before.
Oh.
Yeah. So it wasn't like spooky or anything. It was just like no one was there, which is like creepy. You ever close down like a ride and then walk through the like an entire amusement park where, like basically when everyone's gone? It's creepy. Mm-hmm.
I've exited an amusement park when it's like done. Like I waited in line too long for a ride and then I was like one of the last people. Yeah. It's weird.
It's cool. It is weird. It's very ominous and weird. But anyway, so that this episode took place there. Basically what was happening in the episode was the amusement park shut down. But it only shut down because there was a series of child abductions happening at the amusement, and no one could figure it out. No, everyone, you know what it was? The rumor in the town was that it was a ghost mascot thing, right? Like, you know how like amusement parks have mascots? It was a ghost mascot, and like basically they'd be like, oh, they see the ghost mascot, and then someone's child would go missing. It's a very dark episode of Scooby-Doo. So the gang heard about it. So they're like, oh, because they were passing through town or whatever it is that they do. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure why they keep running it. Do they drive? Are they like on like a trip? How do they come to these things every time? Is it all happening in their vicinity or they're just like,
real question is, I think it depends on which series of Scooby-Doo you're watching. Because I think
true.
I think in some of them, they do like actually have like a service where people call them and then they go to the place.
Yeah, okay, I think you're right.
But I think in the more classic episodes, they're just, like, arbitrarily driving.
Just like, going, like, they're following the dead, man. They're just, like, in their hippie van. Anyway, so a bunch of kids get fucking abducted from this amusement park, so they shut it down because there's a ghost mascot, and the ghost mascot is, like, so the theme park is called Schoolville. And it's an amusement park based on schooling, and they have rides that are like the chalkboard. What you do on that, I don't know, but you come out, you're covered in chalk. They have other things like the calculator, which is a VR thing. By the way, this happens in 2023, last year. And so the mascot is like a old principal, right? I don't know how that becomes a mascot, but it's a character they have. It's just the principal. It's the principal of the school. But the thing is there was no principal mascot. It's just a ghost one. So it was scary. Anyway, so they solve the mystery of, you know, the missing children thing, and they were like, oh my God. So it's like the ending of the episode, and like they have the ghost mascot all tied up. And who is it?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it would be abducting all those kids? Who do you think it was abducting all the kids from an amusement park that closed down in 2023? By the way, it only opened in 2021. It's only been open for 2 years. Okay? So who was it?
My first instinct was Epstein. Was it Epstein to start with?
No, that's too obvious. No. Who? Come on. We all know who it is that abducts it all. You know, would probably be most likely to abduct a bunch of kids.
The Diddler?
Oh, yeah. Hall and Oates.
No, good guess. Not Hall and Oates. There's only one ghost mascot, so it's just one person.
His name is Holland. Holland Oates.
Holland Oates. I love Holland Oates. It's so good. Yeah. No. So they go, let's see who this ghost really is. They rip off the mask. Who is it? Scottie Pippen. Fucking abducting those kids. And they were like, why'd you do it, Scotty? And he said, because he's a child killer, is basically what he said. He said, I kill children and I can't help myself. He's like, listen, his whole thing is like, I was real hot, you know, when I was on the Bulls with Jordan, and then like I just became like a faded memory. And the thing was,
cheated on me and
right. So it's like all this stuff. And basically what sent him over the edge was like when he would like meet kids, they'd ask him about Michael Jordan. He couldn't take it anymore. So he dressed up like a mascot version of a school principal, went to Schoolville Land. I forgot what I called it, but that's what it was. And he just started like plucking out kids, and he would just murder the children. Where are the bodies? That's a good question. The answer is they're in his car. They're all in his car in the parking lot. That was the tell. Damn. Is that when they abandoned it, only one car was left, and it was a 1998 Nissan Altima. Which is like a very practical car for an ex-NBA player to own. But he didn't have any more money, so he just started killing. He's just stuffing these kids' bodies in there. So my number five, Schoolville Scottie Pippen.
I can't believe I missed that episode.
Yeah, it was wild.
This is going as expected.
Yeah, there's also a scene in there where it's a very contested scene where you there might be a nip slip from Daphne. Some people say it isn't. Some people say it is contested. If you freeze it right, it kind of does look like a nip.
This was animated, right?
Yeah, it was animated. Yeah. Except for the Scottie Pippen part. This is his Space Jam. This is basically what it is. Jordan got to do Space Jam, okay? Scottie Pippen got caught killing children in an amusement park by the Scooby-Doo gang.
You can't win them all.
And that's my number five.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Someone write it down because I didn't.
Yep.
Number five. Scottie Pippen. All right. Yep. You want me to go? Yep. I can go.
Sure.
So this is a relatively new one. I don't know if y'all are keeping up to date, you know. Did y'all see the one where the gang was brought in to investigate a haunted theater where just guests were leaving in troves? Every time they went in, bought a ticket, went in, came out, and they were scared out of the theater. Sound any familiar? No?
That sounds familiar of a recent film, but keep going.
Oh, yeah. So they kept going into the theater, and you know, people only stand for like 20, 30 minutes, you know, just beyond the ticket refund time. So they go in and investigate, and it's these two clowns that keep just like scaring people out of the theater. Every time they go in, they're just like, ah, get out of here, we don't want you in here. So they're classic. Scaring people out of the theater. Yeah, classic clown issue, clown theater issue. And you know, after some investigation, they caught the two of them. Turns out it was just the acting in Joker 2.
Oh,
brutal.
Did you see it, Charles?
No, I haven't. I don't really care to.
So. Oh, Sam, I know you're too busy to see anything.
No, I'm going to go see it. My next stop is The Villages, where I will see every movie in that movie theater.
I haven't seen it either. I want to see it. Okay, so here's my prediction for me. Mm-hmm. I'm such a joker, Mark. I'm going to double down real hard and defend the shit out of that movie. I haven't seen it. Everyone says it's terrible. It probably is. But I also defend Jared Leto as the Joker.
I didn't think it was bad.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I mean, it's a different take. That's all it is.
So, okay, to that, could this just be another very different take?
Yeah, but I think it's problem with... I will go on record. Joker 1 is a fine movie. It's fine. I don't think it's as incredible as people made it out to be, but Joker 2, I think if we're going to go on like the violent aspect at number one, we should have just linear went that way. Apparently this is basically a musical.
No, I heard it's aggressively a musical, and I think that's the problem. Yeah. I think it was kind of, this is a classic, vaccine lie of a bait and switch of like, it this, but it doesn't do this. That's my example for that thing. But anyway, I think it kind of got pitched as like, oh, it's got some like musical-y things. So people think, I think people thought it was going to be like a light musical. And I think, because none of us have seen it, I think it's like a heavy fucking musical. Like Sondheim fucking Into the Woods, West Side Story, Hairspray musical. Which, yeah. I'm with you, Charles. I would have really, really liked a more violent, like, let's go more violent, let's see what he is capable of type of stuff. But it seems like they just went in a completely different direction. Yeah. Sam, it looks like you got something to say.
Well, I'm definitely going to see it. I saw Madam Web in the movie theater, so I will go see Joker 2.
I think this did worse than Madam Web. Box office.
Yeah, it probably cost a lot more.
Oh, that's true.
Also,
for sure.
I think right from the get go, naming it a French
do,
yeah, like a madness for two or whatever. It's when people share a psychopathy or whatever, but naming it like an obscure French term that no one will be able to pronounce when they go to buy their ticket was like already a step in the wrong direction. And I heard that basically everyone signed on for it before there was a script.
Well, I think they also went that direction because they got Lady Gaga in it, and
right.
I mean, I don't want her to fall
on the sword of like it's her fault because she can sing. They made it that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems like it was a linear step because they did that one and then they announced what it was called. So,
man, that's too bad. I love the first Joker movie. That's what I want. Like, I want my Joker to be a real fucking loose cannon psychopath. And I thought they fucking nailed it in the first one. In like the most realistic sort of way, right? Where he gets away with like these, like you just kind of see him just like progressively get worse, and then kills those people on the subway, and then just like kind of feels like he's being celebrated for it, and then he just like fucking, because all he ever wanted to do was like kind of be famous or whatever, and just like leans into it so hard and gets on the Tonight Show. And does what he does there. That scene is so fucking good. I watch that scene all the time. And he's just like, man, if that happened in real life, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm with him. Let's go raise hell. Like, it's so good. It's so good. And then, again, I just have a feeling I'm going to just defend this movie like crazy. And I don't want to if it's that bad, but don't make me. It's a Joker. I can't.
You got to take big swings sometimes.
Yeah, so, you know what? So. Hey, fucking Madam Web was good. I won't say that.
Speaking of swings.
Woo-boo. Yeah, all right. That's a good one. Sam, Oh, Sam's high as fuck in his frozen frame right now. Damn, boy, you hit that shit hard. How is it that anytime the show is about to lean on Sam's shoulders, his shit cuts out? Oh, there's
Matt. Oh, hello. There hello, is. Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah. Always the perfect timing.
Always. I was just saying how every time it's like, oh, Sam, you got something to say? And it's like,
eh. Yep. Blep. Hey, did you guys see that Scooby-Doo episode where they're going to Hawaii? They have a mystery boat instead of a mystery machine.
The rare mystery boat episode. Yep.
Yeah. They think they're going to Honolulu, but they take a wrong turn and they wind up on Kamanawanaspookia Island, where the inhabitants they're having their hearts broken everywhere by a lady ghost.
Ooh.
Having their hearts broken. And there's a turning point in every Scooby-Doo where they find a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So Shaggy goes, zoinks! And then a clue. And then Scooby goes, a clue!
He does a what? What does he do? He goes, a clue! By the way, I've gotten recast by McGruff the Crime Dog.
He says, it's...
it's me, Scooby, now. Take a bite out of crime.
Can't do a Scooby impression.
This is your Swedish Chef right now. So I'm you have to do it.
I'm crying.
Because it's great.
I realized as soon as I started that I didn't know what Scooby Doo sounded like.
It sounds like McGruff. Just like this.
Hey. He's just, hey.
What the fuck? How do you not know what Scooby-Doo sounds like, man?
Oh, boy. All right.
You saw one of the rare mystery boat episodes. That's how much of a... And you rented the same movie over and over again. Oh, my God. Did you hear... Like, Mommy, what does the doggy sound like? And your mom's like, it sounds like this. Just like your mother.
He says, oh, shit, it's a clue.
Oh, fuck, it's another clue.
I'm very sick.
Help me, I'm sick. Sick of this crime. Take a bite out of it. Throw a barrel at it.
Anyways, they find a bunch of ukuleles around at every crime scene. There's a ukulele, and then there's people with broken hearts. And they finally catch the sexy lady ghost, and they rip off her head, and who is it?
I know who it is. Zooey Deschanel.
Yes, it is.
I saw that episode. That's the only reason I know. And Scooby says, oh, fuck, it's Zooey Deschanel. She broke my heart just like the kid who played Robin, but he never actually played Robin.
Oh, fuck, I need a Scooby snack.
Fuck, get me a snack right now. I'm going to go rip off this pink lipstick dick of half. And he fucking hit the cigarette. Fucking goddamn job's gonna kill me.
He says, I only have a life expectancy of 6 years. I'm a Great Dane. That's what happens.
Man, my hips hurt. I have hip problems. I'm a big dog. But I'm gonna dump those titties out. Take all those glasses and look for something. I want to see you crawl around on all fours like a dog. And those big old clackers smack together. Smackaroo. Fred, come out of the closet, will ya? Everyone knows it. Daphne, start an OnlyFans. Scooby-Doo.
Smackaroo.
Smackaroo.
Oh, boy.
And then Shaggy comes over and he's like, get out of here, you pinko commie hippie. No one wants to hear your bongo playing.
Yep, that's my number five, Zooey Deschanel. Yep. Zooey Deschanel as the sexy lady ghost breaking hearts. You know what's
weird is every time there was the mystery machine boat, everyone sounded different.
time. Yeah, I don't know what Scooby-Doo you're watching, but that's what my Scooby sounded like.
There you go. All right, my number four.
Please.
Yep.
Okay. So this episode was banned in the U.S. Okay, so you had to get it on like a Japanese import or like on the dark web or something. Anyway, it's called the Gang Goes to the Red Rooms. Do either of you know what a red room is? See, this is why banned. So red rooms, I'll explain for those who aren't degenerates. Red rooms are old lore that existed supposedly on the dark web, and they were video feeds of people being murdered. And it was like you would pay and you would donate to like pick the next thing to happen to the victim, mm-hmm. was the premise. Anyway, so the Red Room got abandoned. It actually was open the week before, and it just recently closed. So this Red Room was just recently closed, and so the gang was like, hey, we hear that this Red Room closed because there was a monster that was running around. And what the monster was doing was saving all the victims. And the Red Room wasn't making any money, and they had to shut down. And this Red Room was basically it was the only game in town. Like, you just, if you lived in this town, you worked in the Red Room, or you were a victim in the Red Room, depending on how the chips may have fallen for you. Anyway, they had to shut it down, and the town was like in dire straits because, like, how are we going to make money if these degenerate billionaires and psychopaths aren't paying money for us to murder and torture basically our own, you know, people? How are we going to survive? So the gang got hired, as they did, and they investigated it. And they were like asked the people the questions, like, what does the monster look like? They're like, oh, he's really tall. And he's got like big spiky hair. And he's, you know, no one got a good look at him. He just kind of comes in and kind of leaves and goes out or whatever. It's like, oh, wow. Okay. So they go and they're like, and then they have a classic scene where they go to like the facility where all the Red Rooms are. And it's just like a factory like thing. It's just like different square rooms. And they do the whole like in one door, out the other door scene. And there's just like blood everywhere. And everyone's holding like these fucking torture weapons. And they finally catch the monster, right? And they're like, oh man, who would want to stop, you know, this town from making its money in these Red Rooms? And who was it? So the monster was tall, with spiky hair.
Mm-hmm. Was it Bert from Sesame Street?
It was not Bert from Sesame. I don't know if I would say his hair was spiky.
Gary Busey.
No. Hold on. Let me just see here. Let's make sure I get the name right. I don't want to like butcher it. I saw this episode a long time ago.
And it did start airing in 1969.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see here. Let's see here. Actually, you know what? This is the only person's name. So he's tall with spiky hair. Who could it be? He's saving people, even though it's not what this town wants to happen.
Freakazoid?
No, that'd be a good guess. No, it's the Slim Jim guy. Remember those commercials? He had big hair. He was a maniac. His name is just the Slim Jim guy.
Post Macho Man Randy Savage, but also pre Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, but he would like bust out of the thing.
I don't remember this at all.
The fuck, you guys don't remember the Slim Jim guy? He had big, tall hair.
This one's for Will.
Oh, this thing. Okay.
Yeah, Jesus that Christ. Thing. He was a monster, and he fucking was ruining it. Anyway, so the episode wraps up, and the town was on the brink of collapse, which is terrible. But once they caught the guy, opened up the Red Rooms opened back up, and they tortured and killed the Slim Jim guy, and they got record numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking lanced his nipples off with a razor blade.
Oh, my God. So, what was he dressed as?
Well, he has tall, spiky hair.
Mm.
You know, because that's what his body looks like. But you know what he was dressed as?
He was
dressed as the little drummer boy from the old claymation cartoon.
he was haunting the Red Room dressed as the little drummer boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was saving people. He would they'd be like going to cut him, and he'd run in and like undo the latches of the victim, and they would like run out, and then the guy doing the murder would just be like, "The fuck."
And it was like Shaggy's job to like stop him from saving the people.
The town depended on the Red Rooms. You don't get it. It's like the Walmart of like, it's like the prison or the Walmart in like rural America. Like everyone works there,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. Like passerbys, they would just, like, put it this way. If you went through one of these towns and they were operating, you'd be a product of the Red Room.
So people were starting to get freed, and did the gang have to corral them back into the Red Rooms?
No, they kind of just like, they were like, well, you should be okay now and operational. And then the town just continued on. Then they left and just went on to the next thing. And then the people in the Red Rooms opened back up. I am pretty positive. It was either fake or real, but either way, got into a Red Room back in the day. Older brain me is like, I don't know if that was like legit, but at the time me, I was like, this is fucking crazy. Nothing was going on. It was just like the camera was kind of like turned off, but for all intents and purposes, like what it was supposed to be that. And it was crazy. It was like on all Onion sites and like fucking dot whatever and Tor shit. It was wild. You ever go on the dark web? You ever do any dark web excursions?
No, I don't know even how to access it.
Sorry, it took me a minute to realize that you were talking about got into one as in like saw one online, not was physically in a Red Room somewhere. God, I was like, where's the story going?
No, I was in there and then they just handed me a saw and I cut this guy's leg off. No. And like a video chat stream. You never did any Tor browser, dark web onion shit?
No.
Like some people more cultured than others.
Don't even know how to access the dark web. Do I need
to use a Tor browser? You need some VPN stuff, but
yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, come on! What are you trying to fucking placate for the police? Come on.
No,
the dark
what is
web
that?
Sounds Speak like it would not have a mic. It doesn't sound like it would have a good UI.
the browser's fine. I mean, the Tor browser isn't like meant for. That it's just it can access onion sites and those are where those things live, and they're usually housed in other countries, and a lot of the times you need to VPN from, not that I'm Turkmenistan. Telling anyone how to do this, but it's just like it just VPN from a different country that has less restrictions and you have access to more stuff.
Pick an Eastern Bloc and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
The gang really got into some dark shit for a while.
Well, yeah, I had a turn. But yeah, mm-hmm. let's oh my God, it's 11:16. All right, let's go. Yeah. Gotta get Sam out of here.
All right. Who's next?
By the way.
Charles. Yeah.
Did y'all see the one where the gang was called in to investigate this like mansion that apparently belonged to a music mogul, right?
Oh,
so they
go.
Came in, it was just, you know, they couldn't sell it. It's ectoplasm everywhere.
Ew.
You know, and as they just got into the house, you know, they got to be careful slipping on stuff. Velma slips in it and she gets all just sticky.
Oh,
so that's
hell
like a nice
yeah.
little thing. Yeah.
And then, you know, they just keep hearing noises, like, as they get deeper into this giant mansion. And then eventually, once they got into, like, you know, the basement of it, they opened it up, and it turns out it was just Diddy.
Diddy done did it.
No ghosts or anything. They just stumbled upon a aftermath of a freak-off.
So they walk in, and Diddy's there, and then they're just like, huh. Guess he's it just, was you the just, whole time.
He's just there pushing a squeegee. Like, what?
Hey, you know what I just realized
in
now?
Burning evidence.
In this whole Diddy scandal, at least
Cuba
I'm not...
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s involved?
They what?
That is Cuba he? Gooding Jr.'s involved? Yes.
Dude, oh. They're all... like I said, I think Diddy was the same thing as Epstein for celebrities. I think he was a CIA... program used to compromise celebrities for influence peddling. Anyway, the one person I would have thought we would have heard from by now, maybe we have, is Mace.
Oh, is he even alive?
Yeah, he's like a preacher now. He's like real big in the religion. But when we were kids, at least for me, like they were a duo basically.
Yeah,
even though in reality they never were, but like they had some hit songs. And they were like mm-hmm. tied at the hip. I wonder if he knows anything. like I'm investigating it. Maybe we should ask Mace. Mm-hmm. We should ask Mace what he thinks, if he knows of anything.
Yeah, let's change the focus of the podcast. Now we're an investigative podcast. We'll track down Mace and ask him.
Oh my God. I would love to do something that has like a real life aspect to it. Like we should do like a whole month where it's like, this whole month, we're going to dedicate the podcast to trying to see if we can get Mark Cuban on the phone or like something wild like that.
I don't know if that's too hard, to be honest.
You never know, but we have to like make all these fake sites and this whole thing that's just, like this big old thing just to get him on the phone. And just when mm-hmm. we finally get him, we'd be like, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, how's Stern's penis? And hang up on him. We go, we did it. We fucking won. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Number four.
Yeah. All right, Sam.
My number four. This is an episode from 1976 when the team investigates a haunted office building.
Spook.
And the people. This it's still operational. But there's just been reports that a ghost is somehow making people richer. While at the same time, getting a little poop on them.
Go on.
And then, so Scooby smells the poop, and he goes, oh, fuck.
Not a clue.
Shaggy goes, zoinks! A clue! And then they test the poop for DNA, and they realize where it's coming from, and so they track down the ghost who is just wearing a bag on his head. He didn't really go that far out of his way, just put a bag on his head, and they tear off the bag.
That's his costume. Okay.
Yeah. They tear off the bag, and who is it? This ghost that's been making people richer and pooping on them.
Oh, I know who it is. Nah, it's Vince McMahon. which is funny, because then the conversation between Scooby-Doo and Vince is like, I can't believe you shit on people. He's like, I like shitting on people. I don't even care. And he said, listen, you're going to jail for a long time. And he said, no, I'm not. And he said, yes, you are.
It is weird that they have exactly the same voice.
He's gonna pew.
He's gonna go to jail is what he's gonna do. Take a bite out of crime. You're not taking a bite out of anything. It's Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Who's saying Stone Cold? I don't know.
Yeah, he would have gotten away from it for it too, but if it wasn't for, you know, leaving a little bit of poop behind.
Little bit of poop. Little poop.
You guys watch the Vince McMahon docuseries?
I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
If you already know all the information, there's nothing new about this documentary.
Right.
Yeah. It's a pretty straightforward retelling of WWE.
I learned one thing from it. I thought, for some reason, I thought Tony Atlas was already dead.
Oh.
So when Tony Atlas popped on the screen, I was like, no shit, Tony Atlas is still alive.
I thought Did he die during the filming of it?
No, he's still alive. It was one of those people, haven't seen him in a while, don't watch Dark Side of the Ring. So I was like, oh yeah, Tony Atlas, he must be dead.
Doesn't he have a fetish where he wants people to step on his head?
Tony Atlas has a crushing fetish.
Tony Atlas? So you're talking about the dude who owns Drive Thru Records?
No, Tony Atlas.
Okay.
It might just be his back, but I want to say it's his head.
Apparently, yes, he has a crushing fetish.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Women stepping on you and stuff, that's a crushing fetish, yeah.
Hate it.
All right. Yeah. My number four is Vince McMahon. It's the old baghead poop ghost.
Baghead poop ghost.
Someone gonna poop it on your bag and your head.
All right, yeah, so my number three, here's an episode you might have missed, right? I'll try to go quickly so we can move the episode along. They're in an old, scary forest, right? It's a haunted forest. It's being haunted by what people seem to think as like some sort of like a Yeti monster, like a woods Yeti, a Bigfoot, yep. Right, if you will.
Yep.
And then it's you know, people are too scared to go through the woods anymore, and they have like a curfew in town. It's really fucking shit up. So the gang, you know, comes in and they start investigating, and they catch this Yeti like monster. It's like a pretty standard Bigfoot monster, and they grab the big monster like head and they yank it off. And who is it? Who is dressed up like a Yeti in a haunted forest? Who is it?
Bill Hader.
No, it's not Bill Hader. No, listen.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
It's not Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Nope. It's Big Bird. Big Bird dressed as Bigfoot, scaring the shit out of people in the woods. Why is he doing it? Because he got evicted from his nest on Sesame Street. Okay. He has fell on some hard times. He got evicted from his nest. As fucking inflation is fucking getting out of control, he can't afford it. Okay. That is a very, like, Sesame Street is in a city. Okay. It's very expensive to live in the city. Big Bird, no job. He doesn't do anything. He's a fucking bird. Okay. But he has property. And so they want it. And so BlackRock comes in and they make this huge bid basically for the whole fucking block, right? Mm-hmm. Big Bird gets fucking evicted. He's like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And so he's like, fuck, I don't care. He's like, I'm going to the woods. He goes to the woods and, you know, people are bugging. Like, oh, shit, like, look, it's Big Bird. They're on their camping trips. Like, oh, it's Big Bird. It's Big Bird. And he's like, I don't want to be bothered. And he's like, get the fuck away from me. And so, like, he's sick of it. He's like, I'm going to scare these kids. And he fucking gets a Bigfoot costume. He puts it on. He's massive anyway. So the fucking Bigfoot just is, like, the right natural fit. And he just starts scaring all the kids. And the campsites are hurting. And, you know, no one understands why. But ultimately, he was just sick of it. He was just sick of it. And they're like, oh, and they're like, why'd you do it? He's like, because I got nowhere to go. I'm Big Bird. Fuck me. I don't know.
Well,
so that's what happens. Big Bird.
If anybody was asking for our impressions episode, here it is. Matt's just cranking them out.
Big Bird's weird. It's a weird one.
Meh.
Hi, Bird. What song does Big Bird famously sing? Hold on. Let's see if I can get this. Let's find a Big Bird here. Oh, I have porn on my phone. That's not good. He sings.
It's not easy being green, right?
No, you fucking dum-dum. Big Bird.
Mellow Yellow?
Singing. Mellow Yellow?
I mean, he doesn't have the same repertoire as Elmo. I mean, that guy's got some tracks.
Like this.
Fucking.
That make me happy to be a bird.
That make me happy to be a bird.
Oh, I can't. My voice might be too deep for this.
I'm a bird and I'm big. Yes, I'm one tall fellow. I'm covered in feathers. Oh, that
oh, he's trying to freestyle.
Yo, he's got bars.
Yes, my initials are BB. I'm glad to be the way I am. So glad to be the way I am. I'm glad to be the way I am. I'm happy to be me.
Hold on, I have the lyrics of the song. Let me just read them out for you. It's like, my name is Big Bird. I get bigger and bigger. My name is Big Bird. Your neighborhood. I can't even read the last line here. It's, I mean, I know he's trying to rap. And he's trying to fit in, but there's no need for
it. I can't believe I didn't see it coming.
Good Lord.
Anyway, that's, I mean, listen, I didn't write it. He did.
Yeah. Wow, and Sesame Street got edgy.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, that's my number three.
Number Big three. Bird,
Bigfoot.
Big Bird dresses Bigfoot. Very nice. Yeah.
My number three?
Yeah.
Also, these are all brand new episodes. So did y'all see the ones the gang was called down to investigate a local news station in Georgia? They were being harassed by a horrible bog monster.
Ooh, a bog monster. I love that.
Yeah, bog monster. So, like, no one can really do their job. They're trying to report things. They have this, like, bog monster coming in and, like, yelling at them and stuff. So, they go and investigate. You know, they find traces of mud in spots. And, you know, it's a standard bog monster. And turns out it was just down to they were just harassing this weatherman there this whole time. And eventually, once they, like, wrangle on a bog monster, as you do, it turns out it wasn't a disguise at all. It was just Marjorie Taylor Greene harassing people about us changing the weather.
Oh, come on. Listen, don't put me in a position to Joker to defend this. What I will ask, though, did anyone see that she was on American Idol back in the day?
Okay, so I saw that video.
Is that not
her?
I
don't know. Because some people are like, this is her. And some people are like, it is not. And I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
I'll put it this way. If that's her, in my opinion, that's the worst thing she's ever done.
Because
it was brutal. It was so uncomfortably
cringe. Bad. Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. I forgot like why that show was so popular. It was awful moments like that.
Yes, that's why they did it.
Let's not pretend that weather modification is not a thing because it's been openly admitted to for like 15 years.
We know how to cloud seed, but we're not like people aren't. There's not like a cabal creating hurricanes and just like fucking shit up. But yes, we can cloud seed and it is a thing.
It is a thing. Now,
also though,
they also did it in Operation. What was Operation Popeye in Vietnam?
What?
Operation Popeye in Vietnam. Creating monsoons over Vietnam
Operation
to
Dumbo Drop.
Operation, listen, Operation Popeye, Operation
we
Dumbo Drop.
Robin Williams on Vietnam.
Yeah, he's fucking falling there. He's like, oh no, I'm falling. What am I gonna do? We gotta fall. The Viet Cong, they're everywhere.
Good morning.
Operation
Vietnam.
Popeye was a CIA cloud seeding and creating monsoons over Vietnam to wash out basically their roads and tunnels. And that was what during the Vietnam War. The thing I say when I always say is shit's only crazy until it's true. And if they could do that during Vietnam and technology advances, I put it this way. Do I know what's happening? No. Would I be all right? Do I know what's happening? No. Do I think they would do that for the reasons she's citing? I don't think so. Do I think they're capable of it? I would probably honestly bet money they are to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not like, oh, we just like we have this like Mad Cats controller and we just steer a hurricane around. It's like, no, I don't think so. But I bet they at this point have some form of like influence of how to do it. They're, like the one breakdown I saw that kind of made it sense is like when they cloud seed with like trillion watt lasers, which like Hitachi blah, 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 whatever his name is, the physicist was talking about 9 years ago on CNN, trillion watt lasers to ionize the clouds and create all these ions. And ions react to different frequencies and things like that. And the amount of towers that they have for different reasons to like whatever, it's like, okay, I guess you could deflect or like, repel, I guess would be the better word. Like, you know, with like things like that, they like sometimes they attract and sometimes they're the opposite effect in like a very basic crayon math paper way. Like which is like not that simple, but like, okay, if that is all true, I can see how they could like potentially shove or like not even like I said, control, but like influence or whatever. But who fucking knows? Who knows at this point? Whatever technology exists that is like whatever is like so probably so far beyond our comprehension, it's like laughable. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, I think my favorite defense of that against her was like, she was like, they're controlling the weather and stuff. And someone responded to wherever her Twitter or wherever she posted was like, if we could control the weather, we would have it raining outside your house all day. So I was like, it's true. It's true, Bog Monster Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's true. Anyways, that was my number three. I've basically written 5 Jay Leno jokes. So
you see this? Yeah. Weather modification, cloud stuff. Don't poo-poo it yet. Not to say that this was that or whatever, but like the government does what? The famous line, if you don't think the government would do that, oh, yes, they would. But yeah. Sam.
All right. My number three, the gang's visiting it's a classic just haunted mansion.
Ooh.
Yep. And, they're going there for a weekend. I don't know why they just got a good deal on it. And, there's booby traps everywhere. And there's a suit of armor that's stalking the hallways. And, yeah, they keep just falling for these booby traps, and they're trying to catch the suit of armor, and they finally find a clue. They find a clue.
What happens and, when they find the clue?
Shaggy goes zoinks, and then Scooby goes, "Oh shit!
A clue. Another one.
It's a clue. It's a talk boy."
Oh, I love it. And I already know who the ghost is.
it's a classic talk boy. And they play back the recording and they figure out where the suit of armor is hiding based on the echoes in the recording, because there's the same echoes in the bell tower. And that's how they track it down. And they capture the haunted suit of armor and they rip off the helmet, and who is it?
It's Macaulay Culkin.
It's goddamn Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. It's goddamn Macaulay Culkin. Who seems to be like an internet darling now.
Yep. This is his fall from grace, though, because he's also strung out on heroin.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, was that Macaulay Culkin? I have no idea how to fucking spell this guy's name.
Yeah. Actually, it is. Hold on. M-C-C-A-U-L-E-Y? M-C-K-A-U-L-E-Y? Nope. M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Yeah. M-A-C, right?
M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y.
L-A-Y? Macaulay? Yeah. Yeah. Macaulay? Huh.
He's together with like...
Ready? Ready? Now? Halloween cat. Meow! There we go. Okay, sorry.
He's there with Brenda Song, and I'm like, how did he fucking land her? Good for him.
He's got a huge hog.
Probably.
He says, "But I'm Macaulay Culkin. I was in The Good Son."
That movie is fucked up. That movie is fucked up.
Yep. Remember when he swears in it?
That's the worst thing he does.
Yeah.
That's it.
He drops an F-bomb, and it was a big deal.
Fuck.
He says, "Fuck."
Ah, fuck. Man. And his brother's in what? Secession?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was in that movie about Mayhem, the black metal band.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Is that Kieran? Or Kieran there was another Culkin?
Yeah, no, it's Kieran Culkin.
There's another Culkin besides Macaulay and Kieran? Also, what is wrong with their parents with all these fucked up names, as someone who has a 2 daughters named Wednesday and Birdie?
There was McClucky.
There's a whole batch of them.
Are there?
Rory, Quinn.
Yo,
Shane,
their dad is just
Dakota,
cream pieing their mom every night.
Just trying to make another Macaulay.
Yeah,
I always forget that he was in. Forget that he was in Uncle Buck.
Ah man, R.I.P. I love Uncle Buck. It's so good.
Hmm.
Doing the dishes. Says put hair on my chest. All right. All right. Number two.
Number
here
two.
We go. We got to rip through. We got to get Sam out of here. All right, so ready? It's a water park. Problem? There's a fucking slime goo monster getting slime and goo all over things. Just fucking slimy ass goo everywhere. And so they're like, oh, the gang goes in and they investigate. They're like, oh, this place is covered in goo. And then they see the slime monster and it's fucking slithering and sliding all over the place, just going everywhere. This way and that way and this way and that way. And they catch this fucking gooey ass slime monster and it's like disgusting. It's just like, just so yucky. And they're like, oh, let's see who the slime monster is. And they dig their hands in and they start pulling off the fucking slime just by handful after handful. And then fucking eventually, fucking they keep pulling, they keep pulling. And what do they get to? Who is it?
It was goo.
No, it wasn't goo from that'd be a good one though. No, it wasn't goo.
Is it Beetlejuice from Howard Stern show? From Howard,
just hanging around. No, it's not that either. They're just like they said, they're just sifting this goo off of this fucking thing. Who is it?
Who was it, man? I didn't watch it.
You don't remember this?
No.
They fucking reveal a skeleton. It was a real goo monster and they fucking killed it.
Oh.
You watch a fucking massacre happen as they literally just rip this beautiful creature's skin off its body and just reveal its little amorphous skeleton. And it was awful. Damn. It was awful. They felt real bad.
Scooby-Doo.
Felt real bad. You know,
awful.
It's not unprecedented. 1985, they had a series of Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts, or the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. And that's where they had to capture real ghosts, not just dudes in masks.
Oh.
And do you know how many ghosts they caught during that series?
12?
26. 12, yes. It's, they caught 12 ghosts, and then the thing was canceled, and they came out with a movie that fucking finishes the series up in like 2019 or something insane.
Huh.
People were clamoring for that last ghost, so fucking 30 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. So they killed it. Anyway, so then like this whole thing gets solved in the first 15 minutes of an hour episode. The next 45 is them dealing with the guilt of what they did. And like they're having these huge blowouts with one another, and it's just like, you just kept fucking pulling at his skin. It's like, well, I thought it was a fucking pedophile. It's like, well, I don't know. It gets so fucking dark, and it has no happy ending. They just go their separate ways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo killed himself, hung himself. I'm gonna off myself. Yeah. Anyway, that's my number two.
Damn. Yeah, dark. Right. Shit got dark.
Yeah, dark as shit. All right, Charles, number two.
My number two. Did y'all see the one where the gang was called to investigate the Hollywood studio?
What, the amusement park or the studio?
No, it's just a generic Hollywood studio, not a specific one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as they do. But yeah, they were, anytime they were trying to film a movie, like it was usually like Tim Burton movies, this extra long top hat would keep floating around set and scaring people off.
I know who it is.
And yeah, anytime people were trying to act in a role, they would just be like spooked off. This hat would just go on the screen.
You can really visualize
this
it.
One. Who is it, Matt?
Do you want me to take my guess?
Yeah, take your swing.
Is it Danny DeVito?
It's Danny DeVito.
Is it? Fuck yep. Yeah. I'm good at this game. I love Scooby-Doo. I'm so good at Scooby-Doo that I can't even watch it anymore because I watched the first 3 minutes ago. Oh, it's this guy.
Yeah.
Got him. Yeah, got him already.
Tim Burton called. I'll get my hat.
This is one of the first stupid ones I thought. I was like, yeah. Danny DeVito. Yep. Not even like a Pepper's Ghost trick. They just... You just had to look down. It's Danny DeVito the whole time.
Fuck, it's just Danny DeVito.
Shit.
Yeah, that was my number two.
Very nice.
That's a good one. All right. Sweet.
Danny DeVito.
Sam, number, great Sam number two.
New guest.
Yeah, we're just going to flying through them and get you out of here.
My number two is when the gang is, they're on a tour of the Mayan temples.
Ooh.
And they have a tour guide, but he's very scared because at night they can hear these drums off in the distance. And Fred, we haven't brought up Fred yet. Fred goes like, "Where are those drums coming from?" And all the tour guide says, because he doesn't speak a lot of English, is he says, "Drums never stop." And so they continue their tour. They're hiking through the jungle. And the next night, there's more drums. So Fred's like, "Seriously, what's the deal with the drums?" And the tour guide says, "Drums never stop." Hmm. So now everyone's getting freaked out. Shaggy's like, "Zoinks!" And Scooby's like, "Oh, fuck. Those drums are fucking scary." And so the third night, they're hiking again, and those drums start up, and they're closer than ever. And then Fred's like, "We're all getting freaked the fuck out, man. Like, what's with the old drums?" And the tour guide just says, "The drums never stop." And so Shaggy goes, "What happens if the drums stop?" And the tour guide says, "Bass solo."
and then they rip the tour guide's
head off, and it's Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that sucks. I hate this episode.
That's my number two.
It's Flea.
It's Flea.
You should have been like, "There's a real bad trumpet part that happens for some reason." all right. I mean, just to keep it going, I suppose, you know, we'll wrap up on time like we were trying to help people. All right, cool. So my number one, okay? Fucking yep. Art museum. Very spooky. Fucking shit's getting fucked up in the art museum. And they're like, "What the fuck is going on?" And they're like, "Listen, something's happening, and it's just all this art's getting all like fucked up, and it's getting like, you know, painted over and this, that, and the other thing." And like, the thing is like, we always know it's going to happen because we hear something beforehand. And fucking, they're like sitting there, they're like looking at all this paint that's fucked up, and then they're like, "Oh my God, like, do you hear that?" And they're like, "Oh, what is it?" And it's just like, "Oh, fuck.
Prince!"
Oh shit, he's back!
Oh hell yeah, guess who's back? It's Lawrence the Boombox Goon. I was in an episode of Scooby-Doo way back in the day, and I was just fucking up art left and right. Now I'm here, and it's been a while. And listen, I still know I owe you that death, okay? I swear to God I'm going to get it to you someday. But moving forward, okay, that's in the past. If you want to defeat me, you need to each answer one question. Charles, you're first. There is a right and a wrong answer to this.
Okay.
Who is a better porn star? Riley Reed or Jenna Jameson?
Riley Reed. Come on.
All right, you win this round. Sam, here's your question.
Okay.
If you want me to go away, you need to answer this question correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What does Scooby-Doo sound like?
Sounds like... It's a rut row.
It's me, Scooby Doo.
Let's that get sucks back so to bad. The mystery machine.
Oh my God. All right, listen. You go ahead. Are you going to say something?
Perhaps there's a snack in this for a young dog.
Why is he a disabled war veteran? What happened to him? What happened to Scooby-Doo?
It's a lot of PTSD, I think.
All right, well, listen, Charles, I'll give you one more chance. If you can answer another question, I'll leave. But that's it. If not, I will stay here forever.
Okay.
Here we go. Who's the better porn star?
Yeah.
Riley Reed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Or Mia Khalifa.
I mean, are we talking about bodies of work or just overall rating?
Don't you fucking throw this. Just answer the goddamn question. No. I'm gonna just stick. Go ahead.
I'm still going with Riley Reed.
You know what? I really don't have an answer for this one. A part of me would say Riley Reed. You just wanted
my recommendation?
A part of me would say Riley Reed, but as a fellow Lebanese person, I feel compelled. Oh, by the way, Lawrence is also Lebanese in this world. You know, you're right. I would stick with Riley Reed. Also, interesting thing for anyone to look up is a recent history of Riley Reed. Basically, the short version is she got into porn, her family didn't like it, and then she felt like a victim. Almost as if actions have consequences.
Oh, that's why she has such a profitable OnlyFans.
She is raking it in. She's a great porn. Anyway, I gotta go jerk off to porno. I'm gonna play it out of my boombox. And just jerk off in the car while I wait. All right, well, see you. Have a good spook fest, and maybe I'll see you at Pencil Necks later. Lawrence the Boombox Goon, out! What happened?
You know, he hits differently without the Prince music.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he's also horny as fuck.
Is he horny?
He ectoplasms him everywhere, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This man knows porn.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was Lawrence the Boombox Coon. They never solved it. He got away. They answered the questions right and he left.
Oh, shit.
Does he just walk away?
Yeah, very, very casually. And they just go, let him go. Let him go.
Let him go.
It's weird. As a ghost, he doesn't even go through walls. He just uses doors and everything. He just perfectly
opens them, turns the knob.
Yep.
Like a human. All right, Charles, go ahead.
Yeah. My number one. Did y'all see the one where the gang was invited to investigate a haunting at the White House?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were brought in because apparently, people would come in to do their press conferences and they would have a ghost there, but no one would really get anything out of it. They couldn't understand the ghost, but it was always holding press conferences. And, you know, eventually they found out it was apparently Joe Biden was the ghost there. But once they wrangled in the ghost, you know, they had the Ghostbusters come in for a guest star so they could wrangle this guy in. And once they unmasked the ghost, it was actually Joe Biden.
Come on, man! I'm just trying to get around, man.
Boomhauer, Boomhauer Biden,
off and it was his wife. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Jill plausible Biden. Twist. That is more than likely. You know what? Not to jump back on it, but someone made a good point the other day. They were like, "No one believes that Joe Biden is running the government." So then you got to go ask, who's running it for real? Is it the intelligence agencies, or is this just how the deep state operates, or is it Jill Biden? But the one thing no one ever suggests is that it's Kamala Harris. It's a vice president, not doing anything. Not even trusted when the president's senile. But anyway. Jill Biden is a bad person.
It was Jill Biden running the... She's pretending to be Joe Biden's ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Joe Biden. All right.
That was my number one.
All right, Sam.
Very nice. All right. My number one... gang isn't hired for this. This is actually just happening at home. It's in their apartment. They live in an apartment building. It's a small apartment building. It's not very fancy,
mm-hmm.
but they all live there together to try to save on rent. And what's happening is there's a mystery where they're seeing a let's call it a werewolf. there's a werewolf. That's been running around and women are going missing.
Okay.
But the uh The weird thing is that babies keep showing up on the doorstep. So they're missing women, and they're collecting babies.
Uh-huh.
And so they said, well, we should probably investigate this because, you know, we don't want Velma to be next.
All right.
Or the other one, Daphne.
The other one.
The other one.
The other Daphne, even. And so they're poking around, and Shaggy says, "Zoinks! A clue!" And Scooby says, "Oh, shit! It's a hidden door!" And they go into the hidden door, and they find the werewolf and all the missing women.
Yeah.
And then they tear off the werewolf's mask, and who is it?
Is it Elon Musk?
Nope, not Elon Musk. Though he does have a lot of kids, doesn't
ooh,
he?
Ooh, ooh, I know yeah. who it is. I know who it is.
All right.
He hosts America's Got Talent. Right? What's his name? Oh, Pharrell?
Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. Is it Nick Cannon?
It's not Nick Cannon.
Oh.
I forgot to mention, this is the season where they were living in Austria.
Oh, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Charles, you have a guess?
I have no idea.
Austria. It's lots of kids. I don't know.
It's a Joseph Fritzl.
Who the fuck
is
that?
Oh my god, that? You're what? I was just looking up Spotify. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yes, I did just listen to the last podcast series on Joseph Fritzl. He was the one that kidnapped his own daughter and held her captive in a basement and fathered 7 children with her. Kept her down there for 24 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is not like something that happened like back in the day. This was the 80s up into the 2000s and then some.
Yep. I don't understand how that happens.
You should listen to the podcast on it. It's fucking wild.
So he built this basement like as under the guise of like it's a bomb shelter, and the Austrian government approved of it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Funded it.
It had 8 doors where the locks were on the outside. Nobody questioned this. I don't know.
Well, the locks got to be on the outside to make sure the bombs don't come in.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Was that... That was his whole thing.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Joseph Fritzl, yeah. What a monster!
Oh, I fucking hate people, man.
After they after they did like the Harlem Globetrotters and shit, they got into some really dark places.
What are you talking about?
On Scooby Doo.
Oh right, okay, sorry. And then, like, I forgot what we were talking about.
And Abbott and Costello and the Harlem Globetrotters, and then they just went right into Joseph Fritzl.
Batman.
Yep. The Undertaker or something. they had a WWE
Some wrestling
crossover.
Ones. Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Well, okay, there you go. I mean, that's our show, everyone. Those are our lists. Do we have any like fan lists or anything?
We do have we have 4. So let me roll through these.
All right. Let me get Sam out of here.
So first up we have Sigafi. Number 5, where it was actually Fred. 4, Herbert the pedophile. 3, the waiter who felt you stiffed them up for a tip.
That's a good one.
2, Karen with some grudge. And number 1, Daryl J. Turmp, name changed for fear of litigation of anyone involved.
Turmp. Okay.
Turmp.
Turmp. Next up, we have Mitch Mint, fresher to the fun butts. Number so 5, fresh. The gang's rich white uncle secretly funding them with embezzled funds. 4, the guy that gang kept buying their drugs off of. 3, the real estate agent that sold all these allegedly haunted properties in a significantly higher markup. 2, Fred's uncle who's definitely diddling kids. And number 1, Daphne, and who's almost certainly a black widow. Next up, we have Gray. Number 5, the shooter on the grassy knoll. 4, Epstein. 3, Diddy. 2, George Dos Santos.
Governor Dos Santos. But instead of taking a mask off him, they took his little high-heeled boots off and showed everyone how tall he really is. Because he's talking about George Santos.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Number one, Shaggy, when he scammed an old couple out of their retirement money by pretending to be their grandson so he could use that money to buy weed. And lastly, we have CJ Doubleday. Number five, Ben Affleck. Four, Ted Kennedy. Three, Kurt Schilling. Two, Mark Wahlberg. All right, here's the long one. And number one, the gang went to investigate strippers going missing almost nightly at the Golden Banana, where a mysteriously Chinese ceremonial dragon head was seen running around the parking lot. Following the clues, they were led to another Route 1 historic landmark, Weilu's. The gang entered the defunct Chinese temple replica and restaurant, walked all the way to the top floor, fighting an all-Asian staff with American names like Duke, Bill, Andy, and Chuck. They eventually reached a room covered in duck sauce where they found worn-out strippers wrestling the Chinese ceremonial dragon to the ground. When they removed the dragon's head, it turned out to be none other than Bobby Wong. He explained that people were spending too much money at the Golden Banana, leaving not enough to have dinner at the Kowloon.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Very local episode.
Very. And that's the Fun Butt List.
All righty. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I hope everyone's enjoying their Spook Fest season. Get flumped, and we'll see you all next week. I was going to say take care and bye for some reason.
Take care. Love you.
Take care and bye. Love you.
Smell you.